1979, when I was 16, I was studying only classical music. Then a friend comes out with a Deep Purple long playing that opened my eyes on the other side. After a while, someone asked me to swap it for the ELP first album. The cover was strange. No way to understand what kind of music could it be. I accepted, and that was like an illumination, man. I fell in love with the music of Keith Emerson and the incredible sound of his Hammond organ. I had to wait till 18 to get from my parents my first organ, a sparkling red two keyboard Echo Tiger Duo. I was on the road. After some years, I was given my first Hammond organ, an X5 with an amazing Mini Moog, still alive and kicking. My dream was about to come true. I could be the new Emerson. Oh, don't take me wrong. That was just one of those ego trips the boys have when in their teens. After some years, though I was playing rock and fusion, I started studying jazz piano. The organ to me was only a rock instrument then. But a friend musician told me about a Seltzer in Jimmy Smith. So I bought my first jazz organ CD, House Party, another illumination. Couldn't believe my ears. Who is the bass player? He's not there? And who played the bass line then? The organ player. Unbelievable tone. That was the way I started getting into the jazz organ feel. And here I am, with my always reliable portable C3 with pedal board that keeps me company wherever I play. I mainly play jazz today, but I think I could not be defined a jazz organist, as I'm so much influenced by various styles. I like to be contaminated. But you can't believe me if I say that I still vividly recall the day this instrument came into my life and I immediately knew it was to stay until the 12th of never. Hi guys!